God is love and a home of love is Agape House New Testament Church, led by God's anointed servant, Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
God is working and nothing can stop you. There's no one who can stop you when you've got the love of God in you. And the love of God means He's always on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah.
At Agape House, we believe in the transforming power of God's love because God has a plan for all His children. It's an exciting, thriving, multicultural and contemporary environment, and you don't have to feel alone. Come join our family and experience this amazing love of God at our weekend services, Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the first service and 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the second service. The Agape House New Testament Church is located at Agape Land, East Legon, close to the ANC Square. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God and transforming lives.
God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Many years ago, there was a blind man named Kweku who lived in a small town. Early every evening, he would go for a walk to enjoy the cool evening air. But Kweku did something strange that had all the townspeople puzzled. Before he went for his walk, Kweku would always light a lantern and carry it along with him. Now, why would a blind man need a lantern? The townspeople couldn't understand why Kweku would waste kerosene in a lantern to light a dark path when he couldn't see anything at all. No one wanted to offend the blind man, but they used to talk about it amongst themselves. Finally, one of the men decided to ask Kweku, "Kweku, why do you light a lantern in the evening when you go on your walk? After all, you can't see. You can't tell the light from the dark. So why light the lantern?" Kweku laughed and replied, "I don't light the lantern for my sake. I light it so that others may see my light, so that they will not stumble over me in the dark." Well, it seems that the blind man had wisdom after all. He understood a lesson that we could all learn today. You see, Kweku knew that when you walk in darkness, it affects other people. When your light doesn't shine, others may stumble over you in the way. But when your light is shining, it gives light for those around you. Unfortunately, this is a lesson many Christians need to learn. We've been called by God to be lights in the midst of our darkness, but oftentimes we allow our light to go out. We stumble around in darkness, causing others to stumble as well. Rather than displaying the light of Christ to the world, we keep His light hidden. But the good news for us today is this: God has a better plan for us. He's given us a light and commanded us to let it shine for His glory. Rather than being a stumbling block and an offense to the world, we have the power to penetrate the darkness with our light. We can bring salvation to the world as we let the light of Jesus shine through us. So how can we let Christ's light shine? Well, that's the truth we're going to uncover in our message today called Shine. Hello, dear friends, and welcome to Revelation. I'm glad you've joined me today as we study God's Word together. I believe God has something special for you today and all throughout this year on Revelation. You see, the Lord has given us a powerful and a mighty promise for this year. He's an awesome plan for us revealed in His promise. It's a promise of glory. It's a promise of His presence in our lives. And by His grace, we're going to learn throughout this year how to walk in God's glory, not just once, but throughout the year, every day. We're going to have a lifestyle of living in the glory of God. That's the promise found in our scripture text of Isaiah 60, verse 1. "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Last week, we began the year and this teaching series looking at the word arise. Arise is a command to act, it's a call to ascend, and it's also a consequence of the anointing. But by God's grace, we're going to go forward now as we look at the second word in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. So you see, friends, you've got to understand today that God didn't call you to arise for no reason at all. He wants you to arise because He has a purpose for you. His promise to us of glory has a direct impact on our lives and how we live. Once we arise, the next step is for us to shine. God is lifting us up so that we can shine. His anointing is upon us so that we can shine. He's putting His glory on us so that we can shine. He wants us to be a light to the nation and to the world. God is calling you to higher purposes. That's why He's lifting you out of darkness into His light. Matthew 5:16 tells us, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Right before this verse, Jesus tells us we are the light of the world. And the good news for us is that God has made us lights to shine in the darkness. We can't hide our light. We've got to let it shine. So how can we shine for Jesus in 2013? Well, today we're going to discover three things that will help you to shine for Jesus throughout the year. And here's the first step you need to take to shine. The first step to letting your light shine is understand the power of the promise. You've got to understand the power of God's promise in your life. Listen to the amazing verse found in 2 Peter 1. "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in His divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires." Friend, I don't know about you, but this verse absolutely amazes me. Did you hear what God says? First of all, think about the word everything. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. You don't need another seminar or conference. You don't need anointing oil or counseling. You don't need a pastor to lay hands on you. You already have everything you need to live a godly life. But not only that, God has given you the means to be like Him. Think about the word participate. God has given you exceeding great and precious promises so that you can participate in the divine nature. That simply means so that you can become like God. You can share in His glory and share in His light and share in His character. Oh my God, friend, these are fantastic promises. God has ordained you to reflect His very glory. He didn't call you to be ordinary. He called you to participate and to partake of who He is. Friend, you can't shine for Christ if you're settling for less than the best. You can't shine for Christ if you're going to be content with weakness and sin. The good news for us is that you've got a promise from God, a powerful promise, a promise that says He saved you for a purpose and anointed you to live a godly life. You have no excuses. You don't need anything else, but God has given you all the power and all the promise you need to live for Him every day. You know what the problem is for most of us? We've believed a lie. The enemy has told us we can never live holy or godly, and we've allowed him to rob us of our destiny. Many of us say to ourselves, "Well, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. After all, no one is perfect." And we look around us and we see people in the church who live no different, no better than the unbelievers in the world. And so we believe a lie. We settle for a weak, watered-down Christian life, and we ignore the promise of God's Word that offers us a life of godliness and holiness. But friend, it is never God's plan for His people to live in sin. It's never His plan for us to live weak, defeated lives. This is a year of transformation for you. This is a year when God is going to help to change you. The things you used to do, you will not do them any longer. Your life may have been a mess in 2012, but this year God is going to anoint you to shine for His glory. See, friends, I refuse to believe that the church cannot be free from sin. I refuse to believe that we cannot live a holy life. I refuse to believe that our lives cannot be transformed. For 2 Corinthians 4 says, "For God, who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts. And the truth of the word is this: the same God that put the sun in the heavens has put a light in your heart. The same God who said, "Let there be light" at creation, says, "Let there be light in my people." And if you believe that God created light in the world, then you must also believe He can bring light to shine in you. Verse 7 says, "We now have this light shining in us." That's why Philippians 2:15 commands us live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. No matter how everyone else around you lives, God has commanded you to live pure and innocent. The church around you, the people in the community around you may be crooked and perverse, but it does not have to be your portion. The power of the promise is that He will make His light break out and shine on you. And I challenge you today to bulldoze the sin out of your heart by the blood of Jesus Christ and receive the power of His promise. In order to do that, you have to accept and understand our second truth today, which is the principle of the path. You see, the power of the promise works in conjunction with the principle of the path. The promise is God's part, but the principle of the path determines our part in letting our light shine. What is the principle of the path? Very simply, it states this: your destiny is determined by the path you're on. If you want to shine, you've got to have the path that will take you there. If you want to arise and shine and let the glory of God fill you, you've got to set yourself on the road to that destination. And friends, there's one thing and only one thing that will determine if you reach your destination this year. Your destination is determined by the path you're on. See, friends, your destination is not determined by your desire or by your good intentions. It's not decided by your New Year's resolutions or what you dream for or long for. It's only decided by the path you were on. Once I was driving in a new section of Accra. I'd never been there before. I was trying to get home, but I missed the road and I ended up on a road that took me far from my destination. Once I started down that road, there was only one place I could go: where the road led me to. And so it is for all of us in life. We all have a destination, but the road we're on is the actually determining factor of whether we'll reach our destination or not. For the road leads where the road leads. Listen, friends, the road doesn't care if you're rich or poor. It doesn't make any exceptions if you're tall or short. It doesn't give a different destination to nice people than to wicked people. Every road leads where the road leads, and you choose the road you're on. Proverbs 4 says, "Look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil." Think about a major road here in Accra, the Tema Motorway. Where does the Tema Motorway end? It ends at Tema. If you get on the Tema Motorway, you'll never end up in America, for the road doesn't take you there. You can go fast or you can go slow, but you'll never reach America by starting out on the Tema Motorway. You could be on a bicycle or in a tro-tro. You could run like Usain Bolt or crawl like a baby, but you'll never reach America by getting on the Tema Motorway, because the Tema Motorway ends in Tema. The road is no respecter of person. You might be white or black, rich or poor, male or female. It doesn't take one person to a different destination than another. Everyone gets the same treatment, and that's true of every highway, every freeway, every road, every street, every path. It leads where it leads, and if you're on that road, you will end up with the destination of where it ends. But friends, if you can get a hold of this truth today, it will change your life. The principle of the path is a principle. You can't break it, whether you want to or not. No matter who you are or what you hope for, the road always leads where the road leads. Think about this for a moment in your life. Where do you want to arrive at this year? What is your destination? For some, your destination is a happy marriage. So you think, I'm going to go out and find a man to marry. So you dress to catch a man. But the way you dress, the only man you're going to catch is the one who's looking for sex. You may think that sleeping with that man will bring you to a happy marriage, but it doesn't. You may say, if I sleep with him, he'll marry me. But sister, he didn't marry the last 10 women he slept with. The path to a happy marriage doesn't go through immorality. It goes through Jesus Christ as the foundation. So ask yourself, is the path I'm on the one that will lead me to the destination I desire? Perhaps your destination that you desire this year is financial success. You earn 500 Ghana cedis in a month, but you just went out and bought a cell phone, a mobile phone, that costs 700 Ghana cedis. Friend, you're not on the path to financial success. You're getting into debt. You're spending more than you earn. Think about your destination. You've got to get yourself on the path, on the road that will take you there. God promises that if you are faithful in paying your tithe and giving, then you will find financial prosperity and success. So get yourself on the road that will lead you to the destination. God promises a blessing on those who tithe and a curse on those who don't. So if you're missing paying your tithe and giving generously to God, are you on the path that leads to financial success or not? The same is true in our spiritual life. If your destination is to shine for Jesus, you've got to be on the path that will take you there. If you want to enter the glory, you've got to be on the path that will arrive at that destination. You will only shine for Jesus if you're on the path that will bring you to His glory. So let me ask you, is the path you're on now the one that will lead to the destination you desire? If you constantly miss church to attend funerals or weddings, you're not on the path to spiritual growth. If you constantly make excuses for the sin in your life, you're not on the path for spiritual growth. If you neglect prayer and the Word of God, if you're not obedient to God, you are not on the road that will lead to His glory. You say you want to grow in Christ. You say you want to be a strong Christian, but you spend more time reading Daily Graphic than you do the Bible. Friend, you can go to Adabraka and visit a prophet. You can have visions and dreams. Others can come and prophesy over your life. But listen to me, friends, there's no dream, there's no vision, there's no prophecy that will change your life unless you change the path you're on. And the problem for many of us is we're looking for solutions rather than looking for the right path. What we need to understand today is the difference between a solution and a path. I'm convinced that most people don't have problems that need to be solved. They have paths that need to be changed. Think, for example, of a young lady. She meets a married man. She thinks he is the answer for her desire to get married. So she begins an affair with her. And she thinks that he will leave his wife for her. But in that fact, she may even ask others to pray for her. But in the end, the man keeps promising. Their affair drags on, but he never leaves his wife. Finally, the young lady comes to the church and says, I have a problem that needs to be solved. Sister, you don't have a problem that needs to be solved. You're on the wrong path. You need a new path. What you're doing is wrong. You're breaking up a home. And what God has joined together, let no desperate single woman put asunder. If you believe it, say amen. Don't you know, sister, if he'll leave his wife for you, he will leave you for another woman. You may be a young man working in business with your father when suddenly he comes and accuses you of stealing. And because of the pressure on you, you go and swear juju. But suddenly you begin to have bad dreams. Your health goes down. Your business begins to fail. And you say, oh, I've got a problem that needs to be solved. Friend, you don't have a problem that needs to be solved. You have a path that needs to be changed. Your problem is not your problem. Your path is your problem. That's why the power of the promise goes hand in hand with the principle of the path. The promise gives us the power. The path gives us the direction. God's promise says you will have all you need to live godly. All you need to do is shine. You need to participate by getting on the path that will fulfill the promise. So what path can we take to get to glory? What path leads us to shine this year? The path to shine must be the pathway to His presence. And that's our third step today. If you want to shine, you have to have the proximity of His presence. Simply put, you have to get close to Jesus Christ. What is it that will cause us to shine in this world? It's the presence of God in us. Moses understood this. At a critical time in the history of Israel, he prayed to God. The Lord had promised Moses that he would lead the people to a promised land, a rich land flowing with milk and honey. But Moses knew that it wasn't wealth or success or prosperity that would set his people apart. He knew it was the glory of God shining in and through them that would distinguish them from all others. That's why he prayed in Exodus 33, "For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth." In our day and times, it is still that same presence of God that separates us from others, that distinguishes us from others. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, "We, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." In another verse, he writes this, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Friends, when we get close to Jesus, then His presence in us overcomes sin and temptation. We can shine when we reflect Him in our lives, when we get His glory inside of us. Today, if you want to shine, you've got to understand the power of the promise. You've got to understand the principle of the path. And you've got to understand the proximity of His presence. These three steps will lead you to shine for the glory of God. Perhaps you're here today listening to this teaching and God is convicting you. Perhaps one of those illustrations I mentioned in the principle of the path has touched your heart because you realize that you have strayed away from the path of righteousness. You've not believed the power of His promise, and your life has begun to go astray into sin. The good news for you is that for each and every one of us, there is the promise of forgiveness when we come to God and confess to Him. You may be a Christian. You may have been born again. You may be baptized. You may even be a church worker, or perhaps even a pastor. Maybe you go to church faithfully and you believe the Word of God, but there's something in your life that has brought a separation between you and God. Today is a day for you to confess that sin and turn away from it with all your heart. Today is a day to believe in the power of the promise that your life can be changed and transformed. Today is the day to set aside the old path and commit to walk in the new path, that you might walk in the presence of the Lord, having Him live and dwell inside of you and fill you every day so that you can shine. This is the power of God available to you. This is the destiny and the plan of God for your life in 2013. Take a moment right now to pray with me. Almighty and everlasting Father, I pray for each and everyone who's listening to this broadcast today. I ask that you come by the power of your Holy Spirit, convict of all sin, show us where we've gone astray on a path that leads away from you, and help us today to believe the power of your promise, to set our feet on the right path, and to begin to walk in the closeness of your presence. I ask this by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Friends, at Agape, we're here to help you so that you can grow strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can write to me on my website at www.revrcw.com, or you can call the telephone numbers that are showing on your screen right now to receive counsel and prayer, because we believe that through the power of Christ, every stronghold can be broken, every shackle can be loosed, and your life can become a life of promise and victory so that you shine for the Lord Jesus Christ in 2013. Don't forget to join me next week on this same station, on this day, at this time, for another lesson as we learn the steps of walking in God's glory. Until then, may God richly bless you. Live for the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll see His power in your life.
God is love, and a home of love is Agape House New Testament Church, led by God's anointed servant, Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
God is working, and nothing can stop Him. There's no one who can stop you when you've got the love of God in you, and the love of God means He's always on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah.
At Agape House, we believe in the transforming power of God's love, because God has a plan for all His children. It's an exciting, thriving, multicultural, and contemporary environment, and you don't have to feel alone. Come join our family and experience this amazing love of God at our weekend services, Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the first service and 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the second service. The Agape House New Testament Church is located at Agape Land, East Legon, close to the ANC Square. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God and transforming lives.
Brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.